Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Sideline, man. That's one of the best seats in the house, right?
It's not too bad. You know, at Nippert Stadium, when FC Cincinnati's back home, they're going to be back home next Saturday. Playoff action afternoon, 4 p.m., but they're going to finish off regular season on the road versus Nashville. Guys, again, this club still hasn't lost since May 26th, so if they win tomorrow night in Nashville, they break a whole new USL record, and it's a little bittersweet. It is the last USL match. The next time this club will play a regular season match, it will be Major League Soccer at Nippert Stadium. So a lot of exciting things with FC Cincinnati, and we'll get all to the playoffs next week, so they'll worry about Nashville first on Saturday night, and the Bengals home sweet home. They're looking to go 5-1 on the season. If they can get that win over the Steelers, and everybody knows it's the monkey on the back. On paper, the Bengals are better. You look at the overall season, they are better offensively and defensively. The Steelers are getting a little bit older on both sides of the ball, including Ben Roethlisberger, and he was battling some injuries earlier this week. And also, Gio Bernard, things you don't want to hear, a guy where you only have one main running back with Joe Mixon right now, and of course, Mark Walton. Gio's been out of practice all week, so they're going to miss that on the ground game, but Andy Dalton's having himself an MVP year so far. So if they can take care of business offensively, they should be able to take care of Big Ben. But everybody knows, if you've watched this team over the years, that's the game.
Anything goes on Steeler Sunday with the Bengals, right?
It really does. And one thing, if you look back on, and I hate to do this, that playoff game from a couple years ago, and that was just brutal, the way the Bengals lost that game. Of course, the fumble from Jeremy Hill and Adam Jones and Vontaze Burfict and all that stuff. It was just heartbreaking fashion because they were one of their best teams that they ever put out there. And everyone looks back on that one, this rivalry, because it's pretty heated on the field. But I think some of the new NFL rules are going to help this rivalry calm down just a little bit and let these guys play football. So also high school football tonight, Elder Witten Woods, if you guys are going to go out and brave the cold weather. I'm calling this cold weather.
It's football weather.
No, it's cold. It's cold. It's
86 on Wednesday.
I mean, I guess this is football weather. Get your hot chocolate and all that stuff. But I'm not ready for it. I'll take 80s all year. So, Tim, what are you doing this
week? Well, Tori and I are going to be doing the Hot List show today from the ice at U.S. Bank Arena because Cyclones start tomorrow, too.
Oh, that's such a good time if you've ever gone to a Cyclones game at U.S. Bank.
We'll talk to some hockey
honks. Are they bringing back the dollar PBRs?
Saturday's dollar beer, pizza, hot dog,
nice.
Pop night.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. That's always fun.
It's the best night to go.
It's a great time to take the family, too.
So everybody's still winning, guys. I'm telling you. I mean, I'm not saying it's me still, but every single week we're just talking about all these winning teams. But a big win over the Steelers would be huge for the AFC North. Bengals would extend their lead in first place, and FC Cincinnati taking care of business tomorrow in Nashville.
I heard the Bengals are 2.5 favored, right? So just by 2.5 points. So that's kind of makes me a little nervous.
And Fritch will be down there tailgating.
I am going to the game. I'm nervous because I don't want to be a jinx. We're going to be everywhere. We usually go to like lot one. I was talking to Lindsay about that. Her parents go down there and we'll go to Longworth and visit our friends over by lot D.
Oh, so you tailgate hot.
Yeah, we do tailgate hot.
You got a lot of people to see.
That way you can get the best spread of food as well.
No, that's true.
Because you just go and you're like, well, they're making chili over there. So we got to get some of that. And these guys are grilling. So
hey, I came across something in USA Today. They were talking about NFL arrests. Listen, this is pretty significant. Say what you will about Roger Goodell, but his policies have to be having some impact on player conduct off the field, because 12 years ago, NFL players were arrested or cited at least 71 times for various alleged crimes, including 10 for our Cincinnati Bengals alone and 20 arrests for players suspected of driving drunk. But so far this year, there have only been 30 arrests and citations. If the number stays in that vicinity, it'll be the second lowest number since 2000. The only year with less was 2016. There were only 28, but DUI arrests are down. Domestic abuse arrests dropped from about 7 per year to about 5 per year. It's still too many.
Is there any other profession that tracks arrests? Like, do we know how many radio people went to jail last year?
We do.
We don't want to know.
The NFL often points out that its player arrest rate historically has been lower than that of the general population for males between the ages of 20.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
In 39, even during the worst years for arrests. But USAtoday.com has this database of all the known player arrests and citations since 2000, and there are 919 entries, which is just over 48 per year.
I think when you start to take those game checks and the missing the games, that's really starting to affect the players, and they're like, I got to shape up.
Right.
Yeah, the money.
Exactly.
They miss the money.
All right. It's always good seeing you, Lindsay. Some of the fastest drive-thrus in the country. And if you're a boss, the odds your employees hate you. We'll share the numbers. It is Friday, the 12th of October of 2018. We're Jeff and Jen. Here it is, your news that didn't make the news on Cincinnati's Q102. Before we get to those stories, this is a very niche product, but there are at least a few guys out there who wish they had it back when their kids were babies. It's called Frida Balls.
Frida Balls.
F-R-I-D-A.
Yeah.
Where is this
balls
going? Where is this going?
It's going right to a man's crotch. It's a pair of men's boxer briefs with a reinforced crotch.
Mm-hmm. Now I have to Google that.
You know why, Fritchie?
Why?
So when you're wearing your baby in a baby carrier and his legs are flying, you won't be in horrible pain when one inevitably whacks you in the junk.
Oh, that does make sense.
Yeah. They cost $28 for a pair.
Okay, so now this makes more sense to me. So the Nose Frida, so Frida is a line of products.
Oh,
the Nose Frida is the one that grosses you guys out, that you stick the little
Suck snot out of your kid's nose.
You suck snot, yep.
Yeah.
So it's from that same company, but that makes total sense because when you are carrying the baby, he or she can kick you right in the area.
There you go.
Does that happen to Scott at all, or did back in the day?
He doesn't carry her. I do. She's a mommy's girl when it comes to be the carrier. She kind of likes it and kind of doesn't like it. So we go back and forth. Well, she wants, like, she's fine being up there because I think she's excited to be able to see from our level. Because, you know, it's a total different world when you're so used to being 2 foot tall and being like, oh. But when I'm like, you want to get in the carrier? She's like, yeah. And then she sits there, looks around at everything. And I'm like, you know, doing whatever. And then she's like, nah, I want to walk. Yeah. She wants to be her own person. We've never tried it in a big crowd because I get scared. Like, if she doesn't want to walk in it anymore, or, you know, then she's going to be free.
Yeah.
But this is a great idea. From the Frida people.
Now, here's some good news or bad news, depending on how you take it. But when someone looks at you, there's a very good chance they have no idea how old you are. According to a new study, 4 out of 10 people say it's, quote, very difficult to predict someone's age just by looking at them. And when the study tested them on celebrities, They weren't lying. Like, two-thirds of people thought that Johnny Depp was under 50. He's actually 55.
Hmm.
One-fifth thought that George Clooney was under 50. He's 57. And 1 in 10 thought Chris Hemsworth was over 50.
I don't know how you could ever think that.
And he's 35.
Yeah.
Is he the one that has the beard that's in all those commercials?
Chris Hemsworth is Thor.
Yeah, he does have a beard on certain things, yeah.
Maybe that's why. Maybe that beard ages
scruffy.
Him some.
He is, yeah.
And he's got a more of a deep voice, doesn't he?
He's just big and beefy and kind of beautiful.
Hey, if you're doing something you shouldn't be doing, and you see the Google Maps car rolling by, don't you think that's a good time to stop whatever you're doing?
Yeah.
A guy in Lima, Peru, was recently looking at a bridge near his house on Google Street View, and he saw his wife sitting on a bench playing with another man's hair. The pictures were from 2013, but he confronted her anyway, and she actually admitted she had an affair. I don't know if the affair is still going on, but that was all he needed, so he's filed for divorce. Meanwhile, I love that some scientists could use their time to clear this up. According to a new study, the face you make when you're in pain is not the same face that you make when you're having that ultimate moment of ecstasy. The researchers,
sometimes, you know, it looks like that person is in pain.
Right. The researchers found the pain face involves a lower brow, raised cheeks, a wrinkled nose, and your lips stretched out. But your climax face has tighter brows, closed eyes, and either a dropped jaw or a slight smile.
You know, I bet they use this, like directors of movies, I bet use that information.
Oh, they do.
When they're, you know, like, eyebrows, your eyebrows are all wrong.
Try to bring them down a little bit. All I can think of is John Mayer playing the guitar during that entire story.
He does make some faces, doesn't he?
What else do we have here? According to a new study, Burger King has the fastest drive-through in the country. And I guess there are two ways, you know, of looking at that. It's great for BK because it shows they're fast and efficient and hardworking. But on the other hand, it could indicate that they're not as popular as the other drive-thrus. Anyway, here are the speed rankings for the 10 major fast food chains that were included in the study. Right behind Burger King, Dunkin' Donuts came in as the second fastest drive-thru in the country, followed by KFC, Wendy's, Taco Bell, Arby's, Carl's Jr., Hardee's, Chick-fil-A, and McDonald's.
It takes more than 5 or 6 minutes. I would argue it's not fast food.
Oh, you're absolutely right, especially during the lunch hour. And overall, the average time someone waits in a drive-thru is 3 minutes and 54 seconds, which is 9 seconds faster than last year. The other day, I made a point about how if you're in a hurry and you want to get your food quicker at a place like Dunkin' Donuts, well, you know how they have the on-the-go order app? You can order on the go. So it's great. So you put your order in before you go over there, and they'll have it ready for you. But they give you the option when you submit the order, when you say, I'm ready to pick up my food now. Mm-hmm. So you press that button on the app, but it gives you the choice. Do you want to go through the drive-thru and get your food? Or do you want to run inside and grab your food?
See, I would answer, it depends. If there's nobody in the drive-thru line, then I'm going to go through there. But if there are people in the drive-thru line, yeah.
But if you put the drive-thru, okay, so that's a gamble. You're not sure how many cars are going to be ahead of you. But assume, say, during a breakfast rush, there's going to be a lot of cars there. And so they factor in that extra time because they want to make sure your food is hot. But if you say, I'm going to jump in, I'm going to run into the store and I'm going to get it, it's ready right away. You walk in, you grab it, you bypass the drive-thru line. That's the hack.
Well,
that's what I do.
Last night, it was 8 o'clock, and I hadn't had anything to eat all afternoon, and I'd been out running around, and I was with Jacob, and I'm like, I just want a cheeseburger. I really do. Just want a cheeseburger. The lines were all so long at Wendy's, McDonald's, Gold Star, and Burger King.
At 8 o'clock at night?
8 o'clock at night. And I'm, of course, you know, I'm like, what is the matter with you people? This is way too late for you to be eating dinner. Get out of my way.
Everyone was craving a hamburger, Jen.
Everybody wanted a hamburger the same time I did. But there, and I skipped all four. I'm like, I don't have time.
Well, that's like, I think a lot of people are at soccer practice and football practice this time of year. So by the time they get out of that kind of stuff, get all their things together, the parents are hitting the drive-through lines because of situations like
that. Because that was our situation. We were on our way home from here.
Day. Yeah.
Everybody had the same idea.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.